Fry Orthodontics presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
So Jessica believes in karma. Now, I'm not sure I completely know what karma is. I understand the concept of karma. And not to be offensive, she will frequently say, and when I say frequently, maybe once a month, once every 2 months, she'll see something that happens to somebody that got away with something, get caught, and she'll say, karma's a bitch. And sometimes it can be as simple as a player on the Denver Broncos that committed a personal foul against the Chiefs the first time they play and didn't get called, or, you know, something cheap-shotted and got away with it. And then the second time they play, they get caught. It can be something as minor and trivial as a sporting event that we're watching. It can be a celebrity that she doesn't like, or she knows isn't a good person, or has, you know, been terrible in you know, allegedly beaten his girlfriend or spouse or something like that, that then gets arrested. Or it can be something as big as O.J. Simpson getting away with murder, but then getting convicted of basically robbery and going to prison for many, many years. She'll say karma's a bitch. I was raised with something a little different. I was taught good things happen to good people, and bad things inevitably will happen to bad people. That if at your core you're a bad person, you treat others poorly, and you're not honest, and don't play within the rules, that eventually you will get caught and something bad will happen to you. But if you treat others with respect, you're nice to people, you're kind, and you basically walk around this earth not wishing to harm anyone, and pretty much accepting anyone that doesn't, you know, come after you or get in your way. It's certainly, there's a stand your ground policy to anybody's life, that you're not going to take crap from everybody constantly and just deal with it. That at some point you'll defend yourself, fight back, do whatever. We all get that principle. But the good things will happen to good people. That leads us to a story with the Kansas City Star that's going on right now with a local journalist that I guess falls under the category of karma's a bitch. I don't know. And again, I've had an email exchange that I'll read to you here in a moment with this person, and a really, really interesting story that's going on at the Kansas City Star that touches very close to me. And it may be, I think it will be interesting to you, but it's really interesting to me because the Kansas City Star, at one point, their opinion board, their op-ed board, wrote a piece that I should be fired for speaking the truth. They were appalled that I said something as outrageous as Andy Reid's son is not a very good football coach, which he wasn't, and he will never coach again, and that Andy Reid should never have hired his kids to be football coaches because they weren't football coaches. They were convicted felons on probation that needed jobs. This is a bad plan. That's free speech. That's not me hurting somebody. That's not me picking a fight. I could say a million things about sports, and God bless Jessica. She has watched, and she doesn't verbalize this. You know how marriages are sometimes. You don't really say all the great things you think about your spouse to them. We should, but we don't. She has watched me for decades now get in trouble for speaking the truth. But she knows I'm speaking the truth, even when it's uncomfortable for her, if it's something she doesn't like. I don't think she was particularly fond of the newsletter and some of my comments about Bill Self a couple of weeks ago and this player he took in from Texas that's now allegedly part of a rape investigation on campus. I don't think she was thrilled that I was talking about that or writing about that, but she knew what I was saying and doing was the truth. It's uncomfortable. It has always gotten me in trouble. My dad was one of the all-time great truth tellers. He used to go to Mission City Hall, city council meetings, and start a ruckus because he told them the uncomfortable truth of things that were going on that they didn't want to hear. Most people don't really want to hear the truth. They think they do, but they don't. And I've made many of you at times uncomfortable and upset. A lot of you think I hate your team or your coach or whatever may be the case. So she has stood by me for all these years, knowing that at the very core, I believe what I'm telling is the truth to people, and that can be powerful and make a difference. And I've paid some consequences. She's paid some consequences. We've had uncomfortable moments in public. We've certainly had those. It comes with the territory. I've never been a couple times, a couple moments I've been afraid physically for myself or for her. There were a couple of times. Probably the most famous was way back in the day with the Chiefs when Tamarik Vanover and Bam Morris were there, and we were doing all of the investigative journalism stories about the drug ring that was taking place in the Chiefs' locker room. Remember, they were dealing drugs out of the Chiefs' locker room onto the streets to junior high kids in Independence. That happened, and the FBI caught them, okay? And we were doing those stories, and we were very afraid that some of the people associated with these Chiefs players that were getting their drugs cut off from being sold, the retailers, if you will, were going to come after me or come by the radio station or do something. So there's been moments where we've been a little concerned about different things for telling the truth, and certainly a lot of Chiefs fans were mad that I did those stories, but I did the stories. I tell what I know, and when it's true, it's true. You can't make the truth happy. You can't make it pleasing to some people. So you may recall a couple of years ago, I'll give you the date here. This was February, not even a year and a half ago, February of 22. I was very upset that my high school changed the mascot from Indians to Bison. And one of the biggest advocates behind this was an opinion reporter, a reporter and an opinionist at the Kansas City Star named Toriano Porter, who's a radical leftist. There's no other way to say it. He's African-American, radical leftist. And he had gone on full Monty trying to get this changed at Shawnee Mission North. He had written stories about the Shawnee Mission School District, and a teacher a year earlier, he had railed on a teacher at Shawnee Mission East that on Jersey Day wore a Mahomes jersey and a headband with one of those you can buy in the store, by the way, the little fake hat, headband, afro Mahomes hair thing, that a white teacher did that and should be fired, and it was insensitive, and it was not a crime, but how is this happening in the Shawnee Mission School District, which now is, you know, one-third minority students, and blah, 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 just one thing after another. You know the story. Know the person I'm describing. You don't need to know Mr. Porter to know the type of radical, left-wing, sicko journalist that I'm describing. Okay? So that's who and what he is. And more than anything else, because the people who wanted to change the name at my high school, there was a very small group of Native Americans from Oklahoma that were behind it. And then Toriano Porter jumped on. Of course, the Shawnee Mission School District are like, ah, the Kansas City Star's after us. Which used to be a big thing, but now it's only a thing in liberal circles. If the liberals at the Star go after you as liberals, which the Shawnee Mission School District Board are liberals, you're like, oh my God, we got to comply with the uber liberal. We got to comply with the liberals that have a website, the Kansas City Star. So I emailed Mr. Porter, and I was very upset that they had done this and that they were taking down specifically the 1982 championship banner from the Shawnee Mission North baseball team. And the reason they took it down is it had the word Indians on it. It said 1982 Shawnee Mission North Indians baseball state champs. And it had to come down because it said Indians. And this really, really, really upset me. Because you can't change history. History is the truth. There's no rewriting it. There's no going back and saying, oh no, it was this way, not this way. No, it is what it is. In 1982, it was okay we were the Indians, and it was okay that we won the state championship, and we worked our ass off to do it. And they took our banner down, and they took our name away, and we did nothing wrong. Not one single person on that team, or to my knowledge at my high school in 1982, ever did one bad thing to a Native American. Not one. Or spoke ill or thought ill of any Native American. Ever. Not once. So Porter was pushing for all these banners to come down, and I sent him an email. This is February 10th, 2022. Dear Mr. Porter, for somebody that pushes causes to respect people because of their past and their ancestors' past, it seems you care very little about the people that work so hard to earn those banners at my high school. If you'd like to meet with a group of people and hear the stories of our families, I'd be happy to set that up for you. If you come in with an open mind of a truly objective journalist, it could lead to some exceptional stories for you of families that overcame, overachieved, and contributed greatly to the advancement of the American experience for all people. Painting everyone before now as bad people, whether intentional or not, is exactly what's happening with causes like changing names and removing banners. We feel the effect. If your intention is to make living people hurt, you are succeeding. If it is not your goal, perhaps a few stories balancing the coverage would be in order. I'd be happy to facilitate that coverage for you. Sincerely, Kevin Keatsman, Crooked Tail Media, Kevin Keatsman Has Issues podcast, Shawnee Mission North Baseball Champs 1982, and I gave him my phone number. Now, that was short but eloquent, was it not? That was nice. Mr. Porter responded back at the time, no, dear Kevin, no, and nothing. Just like pecking away real fast to move on to the next thing. He made a reference to a basketball team at North. I'm a big fan of the Weathers brothers and that team that won the state championship. I respect how hard every single team at North worked to win it all. I am not a fan of the Native American mascot. That's it. He doesn't sign it sincerely. Toriano, he doesn't say, dear Kevin. There's nothing. That's it. That's all I get back. I had written a letter to the superintendent of the school district. I'd gone out of my way to be as professional as I possibly could. At least Mr. Porter responded. He was the only one. The school district never responded. Shawnee Mission North High School never responded. So let's advance off this story. We know what Mr. Porter is. At the time, Jessica said, well, karma's a bitch. At some point, this will catch up. I had done some research. Mr. Porter had a history. And I'm not going to go into any history of things that he did, that he may have done, may not have done, whatever. But he had a history. And it was known to me at that time that this was a person that eventually, as Jessica would say, karma's a bitch. And karma's a bitch. In July of this year, Mr. Porter wrote a piece about a company called Autobot Towing in Independence, that they were breaking the law in Kansas City, Missouri, by going to the river market and removing cars, towing cars, repoing cars, whatever it may be, in unmarked trucks and taking cash instead of credit card. So these are like little regulations they have in Kansas City, Missouri. You have to have your truck marked and you can't take cash from people. It has to be done in a wire transaction that they can track. Those sound like Kansas City, Missouri regulations, don't they? So he writes this story. Turns out that there was at least one factual mistake in the story and he just flat got it wrong. But it led to an altercation. And this is where the karma comes into play. Toriano Porter is, well, again, I don't even think this is being stereotypical. If you're a hardened left angry liberal worried about tow truck companies from Independence coming into River Market and taking cars, you wake up angry every day. You just do. You're looking for the bad in the world, and I'm not sure what his angle was, why this was the case, but he did. So Mr. Porter, at some point shortly after this story, gets into an altercation with an Autobot Towing tow truck driver, a tow truck driver, where I guess he hollers something at the dude on a street corner, and the tow truck driver's like, you talking to me? And Porter's like, yeah, I'm talking to you. And Porter goes up to the truck and takes off his hat and his jacket or whatever he's wearing at the time. And he's like, I'm ready to fight. Let's go. Get your ass out of that truck. Let's go. I'm going to kick your ass right now. Like, this is a Kansas City Star reporter picking a fight with the driver of a tow truck company he's writing negative stories about. Remember what I did. I said Andy Reid shouldn't have hired his sons. I didn't go pick a fight with Andy Reid in his car, walk up to his car and try to fight him, you know, kick his ass. This dude, Toriano Porter, goes up to the tow truck and wants to fight the dude. He wants him out of the truck. Of course, the Star doesn't believe any of this, so they don't take any action against Mr. Porter. The tow truck company says, man, this was bad. He came after one of our guys. Your story was incorrect. You've got a fact you have to correct. You got to do all this. This tow truck company is like, they've done, in my opinion, they're just running a business, man. And the Star's out to get them for whatever reason because they're coming into the River Market repoing cars. So the Star doesn't believe any of this. And then what happens? Oh, a video surfaces. Really? A video surfaces showing all of it. 4 minutes and 13 seconds of a shouting match with Toriano Porter, the Kansas City Star, trying to get the driver out of the truck to kick his ass. angry liberals are the best. They're just the best. This is so predictable. If this happened now, at this point in this man's career, and he's like in his 40s, I guess now, I don't know, 30s or 40s. If this happened now, how many things happened the last 25 years of his angry life? His angry, miserable life where he hates everyone and everything. And he wakes up every day and sees nothing but race. Oh my God. 4 minutes and 13 seconds of a near fight and a shouting match. And so a woman named, where's her name? Okay, her name is Yvette. Oh boy, did I write this down? She is the opinion editor for the Star. Oh, Yvette Walker. Yvette Walker is the opinion editor. She writes a story that just came out that says, quote, "When you're wrong," unquote, where she referred to Toriano Porter as completely unprofessional. Completely unprofessional. Yes. Yes, he's a militant. That's what he is. When you're wrong, you're wrong, and he's completely unprofessional. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on about the Star's got to be better than this. And Porter's background suggests that he, you know, he's really for the common man. He really wants to help the common man. And yeah, right. Okay. Good enough. So they write this long op-ed piece, and it's getting a lot of traction nationally because newspapers don't normally write things like, when you're wrong, you're wrong. And buried in the story is, oh, by the way, we got some facts wrong too. So Toriano Porter got facts wrong. This is according to the Star's opinion editor. Toriano Porter blew a fact in the story. And then he picked a fight with the driver, or maybe he picked a fight with the driver before the story. I don't know. The sequence of it is a little cloudy at this point. I couldn't see anywhere in the story where it said Mr. Porter's been terminated, okay, for breaking three different codes and sections of the McClatchy Employee Handbook Code of Conduct. He broke three rules. He got a fact wrong, and he picked a fight with somebody he was doing a story on. Oh, this gets better. In the liberal world where Yvette Walker, the opinion editor, is black, and Toriano Porter is black, the reporter, he gets to keep his job, and she looks forward to him coming back and being a better person. But this same paper, a couple of years ago, was demanding that I be fired for saying that Andy Reid's kids shouldn't be coaching on the Chiefs or the Eagles. And it was bad form for Andy to hire his sons because they are not football coaches. Put them in the marketing department, for God's sake, is all I was saying. Whatever. This is unbelievable. I guess he's suspended because she writes that she's looking forward to him coming back. Can you imagine such a double standard in journalism anywhere? The Star owes me an apology. Yeah, I like when you're wrong, you're wrong. How about you write another one? You were wrong about me. If you're keeping Toriano Porter and you wanted me terminated, how wrong were you then? Where's that apology when you're wrong, you're wrong? Oh my God, these people. It's unbelievable. They're so, we don't do this on the right. I'm sorry, we don't. We just don't. The right won't support the right the way the left supports the left. We won't, because we have standards. We have ethics. We have morals. We have a different compass. We're not soulless, godless people. It's just a completely different world we all live in. They say this country is polarized. Oh, on the left and on the right. And when they say that, the inference is the right is causing this. That's not it. All the trouble's on the left. Seriously, all the trouble is on the left. And anybody can see it. There are no standards. There are no morals. And it just goes on from one thing to another. We'll get to this Bob Menendez and what's going on with, you know, all the Bidens, all the stuff. It's them. It's them. There's just corruption everywhere. And this man was completely unprofessional, but doggone it, he's going to be a better person when he comes back to work at the Star, and we really look forward to that. And then he can go write some stories about how distasteful teachers are in the mostly white Shawnee Mission School District because they dressed up like Pat Mahomes on Chiefs Spirit Day. We got to write those stories, Toriano. Get on those, baby. There's injustices everywhere. I'm down with the struggle, brother. I'm there for you. It's hard. It's just got to be hard that an African-American is working at the Kansas City Star writing whatever story you want, and your boss, the opinion editor, she's African-American, and oh my God, we're down with the struggle. You are just kept down at every turn. There's no way to succeed. There's no way to get a college education and work for a big time, big city newspaper and become an editor and make big six-figure salaries and say your piece and get to work on all the things that you want to work on to make the world a better place. It's a struggle. White man is keeping you down. Keep these damn stories up. Keep doing it. Keep after us. You got to keep us in check, man. I'm just some get-off-my-lawn middle-aged white guy. I am the problem. You got to dispose of me, man. You cannot have me out there talking to people. No. Because you can't. I'll tell you what. If you just come spend some time with me, come on the podcast, educate me a little bit about the ways of the world, I could be even more down with the struggle, brother. Come on, let's do it. I can help you. I can help, man. I got a big audience with this podcast now. I can convince a whole lot of people that we're just all wrong. All 40,000 subscribers to this podcast are wrong. We're wrong. You get on here and teach us, man. You got to reprogram us and teach us the way of the world. We got to see it. We got to no longer be blind. Come on, Toriona Parter. But don't pull up to any of my listeners at a stoplight and pick a fight with them in their car, because they might not treat you as well as that tow truck driver. Karma's a bitch. I know. Once a week, you must listen to this podcast and go, this is insane. Does he really have this much fun? I do. I really do have this much fun. KKHI is brought to you by Cross Kitchens, online at Cross Kitchens KC. It's Kansas City's remodeler, whether it's a kitchen, bathroom, man cave, you name it, they'll do it, and it will be beautiful, like my buddy Tony's house. It is so gorgeous what they did over there. The entire lower level, he's got the man cave now, and the outdoor patio, and he's got an outdoor bar there and a TV. It's just fantastic. CrossKitchensKC.com, 816-898-7047. Buck Disposal, a new company from Buck Roofing. If you have a company that like Cross Kitchens does remodeling, or you're moving, or you have a business you're relocating, sometimes you need to rent big dumpsters, big disposal dumpsters to put all the stuff in for like a one-time haul off. Most of these companies around town are just giant corporations that are dreadful. I've gotten emails from you say, yep, Ron's right. So Ron's been using these companies for years. He says they're expensive. They are not professional. They don't get the job done in a timely fashion. They don't get you the dumpster when you need it. So he went out and bought 100 dumpsters. And now he's running a disposal company around town for you on your work site. If you'd like to reach out, go to buckdisposal.com or call Ron at 913-242-7695. He says, I've started a company to fix the problem that I was having with my other company, which means he understands the problem you're having with your company. Service will be everything. They'll bring you a dumpster on a Saturday or Sunday if necessary. Service, service, service. Buck Disposal, 913-242-7695. And my friends at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, the promo code is KKHI. See an awful lot of specials out there. They've got the towel set going on right now. They have the robes and the slippers. Christmas is coming up. I know it's still September, a little early, but sometimes you're thinking about buying gifts early. If you're going to be buying MyPillow gifts this holiday season, please use the promo code KKHI or call the KKHI specific phone number. That's 800-923-9034. We only get paid here if somebody buys something from MyPillow. They don't pay us to advertise. We get a commission on sales. So you have to use the promo code for that to happen. We just greatly appreciate it if you did that. That's MyPillow.com/KKHI. And don't forget, every sponsor we have plus a couple dozen more are all at thekklist.com. Thekklist.com. If you want to support great conservative sponsors, businesses, whether it's products or services, go to thekklist.com and you'll see all kinds of great conservative companies right there. All right, this is one of those podcasts where we're going to bounce around between sports and news and whatever. So there you go. But I got to do this because Taylor and Travis are the story in Kansas City. They were up until 2 a.m. Monday morning, Sunday night, at Prime Social Rooftop near the plaza. I have not been there. I know where this is. It's 46th and Pennsylvania. Travis Kelce rented the entire place beginning at 8 o'clock, so he was not planning on overtime. He figured they'd beat the Bears in a timely fashion, and he'd have T-Swizzle down there to the Prime Social rooftop by 8. People who were dining there, watching the end of the Chiefs game, they're up at the rooftop. It's indoor, outdoor. They have fire pits. It's a beautiful-looking place. Looks like maybe the coolest place in Kansas City. High-end, very expensive. You know the drill. It's 24 floors in the air. I'm sure it looks out over the plaza. So Travis rented the whole place beginning at 8 o'clock. So the people who were dining there were told, you can order, but it's a hard out at 8 o'clock. You got to go. And so everybody in the place is hearing this at their table beginning at like 6. And everybody in the place decided that's because Travis and Taylor are coming to Prime Social Rooftop. And they were right. So the place was really cool. About 7:45, they walk around and said, here's some to-go boxes. Gather it up. You know, you may see them on the way out, whatever. For your trouble, they offered everybody a free drink. They have another bar apparently downstairs in this building, a lower-level bar. They said, for your trouble, if you want another cocktail on your way home, it's on us. Head on down. And so they did that. And then here came Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and Travis Kelce's mom and a couple of people in Taylor Swift's entourage and some bodyguards and Chiefs players and their girlfriends and spouses. And yes, Travis Kelce owned the entire restaurant, and he really had two plays. The first play would have been if this is a year from now and they're still a thing, it would just be him and Taylor and he'd propose to her. That wasn't his play. His play was, I'm going to show this chick how much damn fun we are, especially here in Kansas City around this football team. And here came the boys. The posse came. Everybody was there. And Travis picked it all up. And they went 6 hours, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. I must know the tab on this. I've got to find out what it costs to close that restaurant down and have the entire staff and everything for 6 hours. I mean, I got to know, don't you? I just love it. I just love that story. I know everybody wants me to hate on this thing. I don't like Taylor Swift. I don't like her politics. I think I don't like Travis Kelce's politics now. It's showing, right? But come on. This is fun for Kansas City. It's early in the season. It's not the week before the Super Bowl. This is not a distraction. The people that are running around saying this is a distraction, you're crazy. Travis played great. The Chiefs won 41-10. What do you want? They got the Jets this week, which are a hot freaking mess, just like the Bears. They're going back-to-back hot messes here. He probably will see her in New York. Why wouldn't she go to New York to the game? She's got a place in New York, right? Out of the Hamptons? She have a big place out at the Hamptons? She lives there. How's she not at this week's game on Sunday Night Football? The Chiefs are in a great groove right now, folks. Just ride it. For now, just ride it. I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl. Let's not worry about that yet. Rack up the wins. Let's get to the playoffs. We'll analyze this thing in December and see what they got. Let's keep everybody healthy. Let's develop the receivers. Let's astonishingly watch a defense that's blowing our minds and enjoy the ride. And if it comes along with a little Kansas City's the coolest place in the world, let's live with that. Joe Namath, the New York Jets great, says he's done with Zach Wilson, the Jets quarterback, after last week's game, saying, quote, it was awful. He said, I've seen enough of him. They can trade him. He's gone. Well, he's going to start this week against the Chiefs by all accounts, and he is awful. And the Chiefs' defense is good. See, everything's going the Chiefs' way. How cool is that? Everything going the Chiefs' way. Just ride the wave and enjoy it. See, you see what this podcast is like when I just am in a great mood? When karma circles back on somebody that you just know that someday the karma's coming back on and it happens? I shouldn't feel joy in that. I shouldn't. So I'm not going to feel joy. I'm just going to let you know that I'm having a great day today. That's pretty much it. KKHI is brought to you by Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Online at AdvantageTPC.com. 913-768-8989. Residential or commercial. We've been customers for close to 25 years with Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Again, online AdvantageTPC.com. Great Life Golf. Play more golf. Yeah, do this. Check out the all-new Prairie Highlands Clubhouse. It's phenomenal. There's great signature courses for Great Life Golf, like Canyon Farms, Staley, Prairie Highlands, Falcon Ridge, and Tallgrass. But they've got a slew of other courses in the area that are just daily fee. If you only play once or twice a year, play one of them. It doesn't cost very much. They'll welcome you with open arms. This is the best time of year to play golf. We've had plenty of rain now that the courses are green back up. They're all spectacular. Through the end of October, it's the best golf there is. Go on to greatlifekc.com and find the course near you. And if you just play one time, play one time. Great Life Golf. Play more golf. greatlifegolf.com. And tickets for less. Beyonce's coming, right? You want to go see Beyonce? Baby. Promo code KKHI. KKHI. Anytime you go to ticketsforless.com, the promo code is KKHI. It's really no more complicated than that. Ticketsforless.com. No fees added ever. 913-685-3322. A great local company that's gone from 4 employees to 90 is now a nationwide service. Still a local number for you, though. 913-685-3322. Ticketsforless.com. Oh, I'm just scratching off fun stuff. All fun, positive things here today. Really, what we're doing today is making fun of the libs. This is fun. It's a sport all on its own. Joe Biden is headed to Detroit to march with the auto workers who are on strike because Donald Trump is giving a speech there tomorrow night in front of the auto workers. Look, these auto workers know that Joe Biden is coming because Trump is going to be there tomorrow night. They've known for a week Trump is coming. We did this last week, and the Biden people were like, crap, Trump just boxed us in a corner. What are we going to do? We can't go give a speech. Well, better yet, because Biden can't give a speech. Better to just have him stumble around on the sidewalk with some auto workers, which is what they're apparently going to do. This is a loser's move. He's down 10 in the polls. Everybody knows he's too old and nuts. It's not good. Biden gave a speech yesterday and referred to LL Cool J as, quote, boy, unquote. He said, he's a big boy. And then he said, man, because he knew what he'd said. Oh, boy. Charlemagne the God is all over Joe Biden saying, come on, man, you're 160 years old. You are what you are. It may not even be hateful when you say boy, but you used to say it, which means you can't say it anymore. Charlemagne the God's point is, I don't even know that the man's racist, but you can't just surround yourself by hiring black people and say, I love black people, and still run around and call LL Cool J boy. You can't do it. It shows how old you are, and that it is what you used to say. And if you're too old to learn, you can't say that, you're too old to be president. Charlemagne the God makes a great point. What he didn't point out was the latest poll that has Trump up 10 points, the Washington Post ABC poll, also has Joe Biden with 63% approval of the black vote. That is down 16 points from a year ago. He's down 16 points with blacks. The metrics of all this polling, he's got no chance, and they know it. I still don't think he's running. I don't. I think it'll be somebody else. Joe Biden, I think right now, is praying for a government shutdown to get him off the headlines and put Speaker McCarthy and the Republicans in the limelight. Remember, McCarthy caved in May and allowed Biden and the Democrats to have unlimited debt until 2025. We're going to have unlimited debt until the next president is in. Oh, okay. Just hand that over to Biden. Good job, McCarthy. Good work. They're threatening a government shutdown. And depending on which Republican you talk to, they all want something in exchange for keeping the government open. Some of the border hawks want that. Some of the anti-Ukraine people want to stop funding in Ukraine. Everybody wants something different. I think we're headed for a shutdown. And they're going to blame the Republicans, and the news media will fall in line and do what they do. And it will look bad for a little while for the Republicans. But maybe we can save a little money if we close the government. Just a thought. I'd kind of like to see that. Joe Biden's a hot mess, I think, is our point here. I mean, a really hot mess. Not as hot a mess as Bob Menendez. He's the senator from New Jersey who's been charged with multiple crimes of theft, bribery, you name it, everything politicians do, working with Egypt and taking money from them. They found hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cash in his house, gold bars, all kinds of stuff. This guy's been in trouble before. He's always been corrupt. He is in government on the grift, and he got caught. And so here's the bait and switch the Dems do. This didn't just happen by happenstance. Nancy Pelosi now calling for Menendez to resign. Beto O'Rourke, resign. Other people in the House and Senate, resign. He's a Democrat. Resign. Why do you think they're doing this? Pelosi gave it away in an interview. She said, there is such skepticism existing now about governance, unquote, that he's got to go. We're going to sacrifice him and say, well, Biden isn't Menendez. There's no gold bars in Joe Biden's house. They didn't find hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cash in Biden's house. This is different. See, our president really isn't that corrupt. This guy is, and we're honest because we're Democrats, and he's got to go. They did this before with the guy that was the comedian that grabbed the boobs on the airplane. What was his name? Al Franken? Yeah. There was another scandal going on at the time. They're like, let's just get rid of Franken in Minnesota. That'll be easy. And they got rid of him. They jumped on him too and let him go. This is what they do to get him off everybody else. This makes Biden look good in comparison, doesn't it? Especially if all the Democrats line up and say, well, we're so honest about what we do. We have such integrity, and there's skepticism that exists about governance that we recognize Menendez has to go. Jeez, these people. These people are something else, man. It is, their party's like incest, all this stuff, right? It really is. They're all doing it. You can't explain how much money Pelosi has. We know what that's all about. It was a giant scam. Hers was insider trading, which they sent freaking Martha Stewart to jail for, but not Nancy Pelosi. Wow. All right, from time to time, I'm going to do a little thing called nugs. We had a term in our house when my kids were growing up. Nugs, nuggies. It's like the Andy Reid commercial. Nuggies, nuggets. We didn't say nuggets as much as we said nugs. Kids, you want some nugs tonight? Yeah, we want some nugs. So you throw them in the oven and you got nugs. You know what nugs are. Chicken nuggets. So I got some nuggets for you here. These are the nugs. We'll go quickly on these. Fox News yesterday cut away from a Donald Trump campaign speech when he mentioned his interview with Tucker Carlson. Fox News. Oh God, I could just hear it. I used to work at TV, man, and the production director in the control room is the wildest person there is. The director goes, camera two, there, go, focus, pull out, re-rack, go live, camera five. Here we, it's just constant shouting. The director in there. I can just hear the director. Oh God, cut away! Back to the set. Back to Sandra Roberts or John Roberts or whoever's on set. Trump was getting ready to tell a long story about how great the interview was with Tucker Carlson, how it set records and so many people saw it and they broke the internet and all that. And Fox cut away from it. They heard the name Tucker Carlson. Went, it was like, I don't know if I like being on the same page as this person, but I guess it is what it is. Sarah Palin has joined Ted Cruz. She's now predicting Michelle Obama will be the Democrat nominee. I'm going to say 60% it's Gavin Newsom. 25% it's Michelle Obama. 15% it's Joe Biden. That's my handicap of who's running for the Democrats next year. One Dem operative told a left-leaning media outlet, I'm so sorry. Your host is so irresponsible he did not write down the name of the outlet where he saw this today. I'm going to guess it was Politico or New York Times or something like that. A Dem operative in a story where they're writing about Hillary meeting with Joe Biden. Apparently Hillary met with Joe and her warning was stern. It was strong. You must do everything in your power to snuff out a third-party candidate. This is self-serving. She's claiming because that Jill Stein ran in 2016 is the reason she didn't beat Trump. And she's warning all Democrats that if a third-party person runs, the Democrats are beat. She's right, but this isn't about that. She doesn't care whether Biden wins or loses. It's about making her look good. She's trying to get news for herself where people start writing the stories. Well, remember Hillary lost because of that third-party candidate. Of course, nobody writes that Bill Clinton won because of a third-party candidate named Ross Perot. It's the only reason we got Bill Clinton. This country was very conservative at the time. There was no switching up. Perot was a populist. He was kind of Trump before Trump, and he took away a lot of Republican votes. I don't think anybody with the No Labels Party or Cornel West is going to be seen as a populist or a conservative. So they're going to go left, and Hillary's warning this. So in this story that's written, they find an unnamed source within the White House that says, quote, It's pretty effing concerning, unquote, that they meet daily on the progress of a third-party candidate and what's happening out there. That is a fun nugget. I got an email from a listener that says Missouri Tigers right now have the number one hoops recruiting class in the country. That's awesome. I love it. These teams look like they're going to be pretty good for a while, all of them. Looks like KU, K-State, and Missouri are all going to be good here for a while. That's kind of fun. KU landed a point guard from Branson, Missouri. Big-time player. Pushes KU up to the top 10. His name is LeBaron Filon. Filon. P-H-I-L-O-N. Could be Filon. LeBaron Filon is headed to Kansas. They've got a big recruiting class. And Jerome Tang at Kansas State has been recruiting better than anybody's recruited at K-State in, like, decades. So there's a fun nugget for college basketball, which they're practicing. They've just gotten started a little bit. And it looks like it'll be a fun year where the teams are all winning some fun and meaningful games, and we get to the tournament, and we watch, and your team maybe has a chance to win some games. That's pretty cool. Our final is brought to you by BeStock.net with the Sony X80 65-inch LED LCD TV for just $369. That's crazy. Visit the website BeStock.net for all options, including the Apple iPad. Continuing their sale, the promo code is KKHIiPad. That's $30 off more. So the $299 iPad is on at BeStock.net, and they'll ship that anywhere. The flash sales, the Dell Latitude computer, this is a great machine, $539, and they've got an unbelievable selection of appliances. Refrigerators, washers, dryers, laundry pedestals, microwaves, even ovens, stoves. They're ready to make crazy deals on these, and they'll deliver them cheap anywhere in the metro. Speak with your sales associate today at BeStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Amazing Garage Floors is online at AmazingGarageFloors.net. It is the perfect time to seal your concrete. I had this done last year, and I feel so good about having that done. Now, my concrete was fairly new. I had to wait a year, actually, to seal it. But it is such a great service for the concrete around your house, whether it's your front sidewalk, your porch, your driveway. Seal that concrete from Amazing Garage Floors. Call 913-901-7139 or get the garage floor of your dream. You've been thinking about it and you haven't done it. Why haven't you done this? Have John out, get the bid, find out what it costs, and make it happen. 913-901-7139, AmazingGarageFloors.net. And Amenies, this is Amenies, online at Amenies.com. All the cool outdoor furniture, bar stools, chairs for this fall. It is the most gorgeous time of year to be outside in the evening. They've got it in stock right now at Amenies, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. If you got friends or family in St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City, they've got Amenies there as well. You can buy any product from Amenies online, Amenies.com, and it's a great way to shop, to look at all the different pool tables they can get in, all the different shuffleboard machines, pinball, golden tee, you name it, hot tubs, saunas, they're all online at Amenies.com. This is Amenies. Our final is a really good, positive, fun story that also has a little deep meaning for me. For decades, I have argued that Title IX does not apply to college football, that there is nothing, zero, gender-specific about college football. College football is treated as male only, and that is not the case. We've seen many women kickers, punters, on the roster, under scholarship at various levels of college football. There is no bias against gender in football. Trust me, if the next Patrick Mahomes is a female named Patrick or Patricia or Pat, the next Pat Mahomes is a female, she'll get drafted. It will happen. She'll get a scholarship too. So I've always argued that Title IX doesn't really apply. And now we have our first NCAA non-kicker playing football. Haley Van Voorhees is a safety at Shenandoah University, their Division III school. And on Saturday, she blitzed the quarterback of the other team, forcing a throwaway pass. Quarterback just had to get rid of it. She is 5'6", 145, and she plays free safety. She's not the starter. But she got in the game, and she made a big play. This is progress. This is awesome. I absolutely believe in opportunities for women to compete with men. I was never against Annika Sorenstam playing golf on the men's tour. She was just never good enough. Never good enough. Just not. Sorry. You're just not. But if you are good enough, and clearly Haley is good enough, go play. Nobody wants to stop that. Coaches want players. They want good, dedicated players that know how to play the position and follow instruction and are part of teamwork and coaching and all that. And I'm guessing Haley's top notch. I'm going to bet she's a fantastic teammate, and the dudes on this team are happy to have her. And any small little inconveniences there are that she's a girl and they're not is not a big deal for them at all. That's awesome. That's us. That's Republicans. That's conservatives. That's what we believe in. We believe in exceptionalism. We love sports, and it transfers to politics and our American way of life because it's the only place where there's no bias or no perceived bias. Let me say it more clearly. We can clearly look at sports and say there is no bias, right? That it is, we say more perfect union in this country. It is the perfect place. Nobody cares. Was there ever an age discrimination lawsuit for a football player getting cut because they're too old? Do we see racial cases that I was cut because I'm black? Have you ever seen these? They don't exist. It doesn't happen in sports. And it doesn't really happen in society. If you're not good enough to play sports, or you're not some big entertainer or, you know, whatever, a mogul at something, get good at a craft. If you're not, I'm just, for non-whites, that's really the category here is non-whites. Learn a skill, a trade, a craft, become exceptional at something, and it will all be yours. Nobody in this country is ever standing in your way. Ever. Just decide what to be and go be it. Way to go. Haley Van Voorhis, Shenandoah University. Finishes up the final at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.